Yeah, that's right. It's probably a game of two halves. They probably shared it in the first half, and we shared it in the second half. And, you know, that's football. We didn't get the breaks on the day. There were some very, very dubious decisions against us, and, you know, it didn't help either. So we're not getting the rub of the green that way. But in saying that, it was a very, very good game. I can't be disappointed, because the fellas put in a great effort, and we were up against a very, very good side, and, you know, we're a good side, and we played well against them.
Looking at Crumlin, you noted during the week that you weren't looking at any social media or reading anything up about them. You knew all you needed to know about them. And suppose it was telling from that point that you did give them respect, but Letterkenny Rovers weren't just there to make up the numbers.
No, we weren't. We were away from home, and we felt if we could, you know, keep it scoreless for a long period, that we were always in with a chance. Unfortunately, we just gave away two terrible goals in the first half. You know, you'd have to say there was just individual mistakes, which is not like us. But, you know, when you give away goals like that, the momentum was with them. But we got in at half time, we regrouped, and we decided, well, we had nothing to lose, we'd come out and give it a go, and that's exactly what we did. And, you know, we scored very, very late on, but in saying that, you know, we were very unlucky not to get a stonewall penalty when the goalkeeper came out and took Darren McIlwain down. But the referee deemed that he was going away from goal, but doesn't matter what way he was going, it was a penalty. But, you know, when you don't get decisions like that there, it can be quite hard. You know, on another day, it probably would have went for you. You probably got your penalty, maybe got your draw, got out of there. But, you know, we just have to, you know, get ready now for the next game.
It was a tough call to go to Crumlin and try and get something there. I know you were saying as well that you were hoping to get them back to Letterkenny. It just didn't materialise. And as you indicated, possibly those decisions, if you were playing at home, maybe, Eamon, you might have got them.
Yeah, well, that's a possibility. You know, it's hard to say. I mean, I always say as a manager, when I put my bag in the boot of the car or whatever, going to a match, you know, there's things I fear, and that is, you know, a refereeing mistake, an individual mistake, a deflected goal. These you have to, you know, fit on and all them things in the match as well. And, you know, if it doesn't happen to you, then it's a level playing field. But today I felt that, you know, when we were in the game and had the momentum going, you know, the decisions didn't go for us, not because, you know, we didn't deserve them, but genuinely the referee had other ideas. But, you know, you just have to get up and get on with it.
The last time you played Crumlin, it was noted that they beat you as well, but you're a little bit closer, do you think, Eamon?
Well, you know, to be fair, Crumlin won the match. They're a very, very good side. It was played a very, very high standard. You know, it was kind of cat and mouse all the way. They were trying to suss us out. We were trying to suss them out. And, you know, there was good football played, and it was a tough game. And, you know, I felt that it was, you know, if we got a goal back, you know, that we would have, you know, put them, you know, under a lot of pressure. But unfortunately, the goal came too late. And maybe if we had to get the goal earlier, we would have, you know, probably seen what they're made of, and they would have been tested. But unfortunately, we didn't get that goal early enough. But now, in saying that, they are a good side. I'd be doubtful if they'd go on to win it, but they are a good side.
And looking forward to the FAI Cup. You're still in it. You still, you'll find out later on this afternoon or during the week who you're going to play next.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're still in the cup. But, well, you know, we're going back to our bread and butter now, and that's the intermediate league. So, you know, we dust ourselves down now and get ready again for another hard match against Cockerill on Sunday. But, you know, that's what football's about. It's about hard matches and good matches, and, you know, that's the type of matches you want to be involved in, and that's why everybody loves Intermediate Cup, and unfortunately we're out of it now, but, you know, we have to get ourselves ready to get going again.
You touched on a few positives. I know you started three, David, a number of players this afternoon as well. Strength and depth is something you've added to your squad over the last number of years, Eamon.
Yeah, that's right. I must say that I put on four subs and a second half, and all four were excellent and tried very hard, and you can see that the fellas are working for one another and wanting to play for one another, and you know, the fellas that were on the field, they gave me everything they had as well. I can't come down from Dublin today and say, well, look, we didn't give it a good go. I'm very pleased that way, because sometimes when you come to Dublin and you don't give a true account of yourself, you can be a bit down about it, but I'm not down about today's result. Okay, it's not nice to be out of the Intermediate Cup, but it's very encouraging to see that, you know, the way the fellas played and played for each other and played for the club, and, you know, that's very, very encouraging.
a turning point for your season, do you think, Eamon? Because you did go into this game not in the best of forms after the Christmas break. Will this push the players on, do you think?
Yeah, it definitely will push the players on. I think, you know, they all know now, looking back, that we did take our eye off the ball over Christmas. We let our fitness drop a little bit. And, you know, when you come up against like a team we played today and bigger games, you know, you have to be fit, sharp and be at it. And, you know, we're slowly but surely getting our fitness back. And today's game will help an awful lot as well. So, you know, there's lessons there. There's lessons to be learned by the younger players in the team as well, you know. So, all in all, you know, I'm quite happy with, you know, everything but the result. And that's, you know, that's the only way I can look at it.